Namaste. Welcome to Sambad, Together in Conversation. And I'm Sunil Rao here. As we begin today, again, let us remember this about attention. Our life experience would ultimately amount to whatever we had paid attention to. Attention is important, and most of the times we are so indifferent to it. It is as fundamental as food, and we go blundering about, seeking ways to assuage the craving. Instead of learning how to provide ourselves with what we need sensibly and calmly, we feed the hunger blindly once the mechanism is brought to our attention and we begin to study it. It is as if a veil has been stripped off ordinary life and we become freer in our action and choices. This week I bring to your attention a story titled How to Catch Monkeys, from the book titled Tales of the Rishis, which is a compilation of tales recorded during the past 1,000 years. Here the stories contain several levels of meaning and work like psychological mirrors in which the reader may see himself or herself and reality reflected and come to better understand both. The Persian word darvish is generally considered to be derived from the verb darvektan, to wait at a door. The reference is to waiting before the door of enlightenment. Now to the tale. How to catch monkeys. Once upon a time, there was a monkey who was very fond of cherries. One day, he saw a delicious-looking cherry and came down from his tree to get it. But the fruit turned out to be in a clear glass bottle. After some experimentation, the monkey found that he could get hold of the cherry by putting his hand into the bottle by way of the neck. That is of the bottle, of course. As soon as he had done so, he closed his hand over the cherry. But then he found that he could not withdraw his fist holding the cherry because it was larger than the internal dimension of the neck. Now, all this was deliberate because the cherry in the bottle was a trap laid by a monkey hunter who knew how monkeys think. The hunter, hearing the monkeys whimpering, came along and the monkey tried to run away, but because his hand was, as he thought, stuck in the bottle, he could not move fast enough to escape. But as he thought he still had hold on the cherry, the hunter picked him up. A moment later, he tapped the monkey sharply on the elbow, making him suddenly relax his hold on the fruit. The monkey was free, but he was captured. I'll repeat this again. The monkey was free, or so we thought, but he was captured. The hunter had used the cherry and the bottle, but he still had them. Here ends our tale. I'm sure you'll enjoy reading this book. If you haven't purchased it yet, you can buy the copy from the following link. That is, if you can see the link while listening to the podcast or reading this blog post. Anyways, enjoy reading this book with your family, friends, and near and dear ones. And before concluding today's episode, please pay attention to these words of a storyteller. My stories require, at this stage, no extra commentary, imaginings, or guesswork by you, me, or anyone else. The very worst would be that of moralizing. To explain away is to forget. Thus, let the stories which you can remember do their own work by their very diversity. Familiarize yourself with them, very important. Concluding today's post and podcast episode, I thank all who take time out and read the blog post and or listen to the podcast episode each week. For those who listen and have not subscribed to the podcast, I suggest you do and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified for all the new episodes that get uploaded every week. Until the next time, stay safe, stay healthy, and thank you very much. Namaste. Have a good day.